Halacha is kulan yidku. It's not bottle. You have to burn the whole bunch. Even if this little 10 beans here fell into 1,000 beans, it's not bottle. You have to burn the whole bunch. So Rashi, this is the Mishnah. Kulam yidluku. So Rashi, why the loy batli? These beans are not bottle. Kiriktoni taima, like we'll soon see why. Sheremeyu oimer, kol sherdaka limlois mekadesh esamasarabimai. Anything that's a normal manner of counting it, it's an important thing that you don't sell it by the pound, by the weight. You sell it singly, each one, so that's not bottle. V'yein bottle b'roif. She'klaya kerem b'dov v'shein b'minyin b'tenlem b'yechlem asayin. Because otherwise, klaya kerem would be bottle. Even though it's not bottle in 1 in 60, 1 in 100, you need 1 in 200. If one bean of klaya kerem would fall into 200 beans, that's mutter, it would become bottle, usually. Ma'ashenken over here, the loch is, this tilton is not bottle. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. And the reason is, we'll soon see it's a machlokes, why Rabbi Meir says it's not bottle. But this is the Yisoid, there's something that's important, something that's choshev, that the way you sell it by count, it's not bottle mit Rabbonin. The Chachamim say no, Yala v'yechon ha-Masayim. The Chachamim say yes, it is bottle. This tilter, these beans, even though it's beans that will grow near the kerem, it has an istaklai, a kerem on it, but the meiser, when it falls into 200 other beans that are mutter, it's bottle. Now we explain. Shoyer Remeyer, why Remeyer is the one that holds kol shedarka limnois mekadesh. Remeyer holds the sheet that the rabbonin will machmer to say anything that's choshev. That the way you sell it is by count. You don't weigh it off. You sell them darker limnois. It's a derech. It's a normal manner by counting them like eggs. You sell 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's not bottle. Mekadesh means the thing always becomes osur. Whether it's in 200, or 500, or 1,000, it's not bottle. V'yechachom amarim nechom say no. Eino mekadesh alashish edvar mavad. Nechom say there are only 6 things that are very, very special. Those things are not bottle. But normal things, even though you sell it singly, 1, 2, 3, 4, still they would become bottle. Rabbi Akiva why meshiva. Rabbi Akiva says even the 7th thing. He has 7 things that are not bottle. But only these 7 things, other things, would be bottle. So the Moshe, we had before the Mishnah Tilton, that's this type of beans, they would become bottle according to Chachamim. The Chachamim say only these 7, the 6 or 7 things are very choshev. Elohein, egozei prach, that's the type of nuts that grow in prach, they're very, very expensive choshev nuts. That's something that's not bottle. Rimonei baden, pomegranates that come from the city Baden were very, very special pomegranates. V'chav yestumas, you have a barrel of wine that's closed, wasn't open yet, that's very choshev. V'chalfei traden, the stalks of the traden of beets, or kolchei kruv, the stalks of cabbage, or the last yivonis, and the Greek cabbage, the pumpkins. V'chav kiva moisev al kikrushim alabayis. The kiva says even bread, hamisha bread, kikrushim alabayis, or homemade bread, that's also something choshev. Now, if it's made out of truma, and it gets mixed into 1,000 other breads, it never doesn't become bottle. That's called something very, very choshev, bread made from a homemade bread. That's not bottle. But that's Ramei, that's a Chom Shita. Only these 6 or 7 things are not bottle. Other things are bottle. Ramei holds no. Kol shedarka limnois. Anything that it's a normal manner of counting it, they don't become bottle. They're very choshev, they're not bottle. And then ends off, it says that, well again, Rabbi Kiva was Maisav HaKikrush HaBalavayis. Now, Haruyin Li Orlo Orlo, something that's fit to be Orlo, it has a din like Orlo, L'Klaikerem, Klaikerem. Something that's fit, is supposed to be Klaikerem, is Klaikerem. In other words, that we say it's not bottle, so whatever it is, that's what it is. And Rashi says, Haruyin Orlo, K'goy Ne'goizim, Rimoin, V'chovyus, Mekadishim, V'yosnes, Aksherim, Mishum Orlo. Ola means the fruits the first 3 years. You're not allowed to eat them. So if you have nuts or you have pomegranates of a tree during its first 3 years that it's growing, so the fruits are Ola. If now it's a chosh of a thing, like one of these 6 things, let's say these egoizim or prach or these remoinim badam, something that's not bottle, if it comes from Ola and it falls into something else, they all become Ola. And a ruin, the klai kerim, are going to trod in a kruv with last. these things are not shayach to Orlo. Orlo is only on fruits. But the other things could be klaya kerim. That could be from vegetables. You grew the vegetables near the kerim, it became klaya kerim. So this is the machloikis Rabbi Meir Nechachomim. Now it's a machloikis, what's the pshat in Rav Meir? That Rav Meir is a little bit more machmir, not only these real special seven things that are really chosher, but anything that's called, his lashon was, called shadarka limnis. Anything that's a normal manner, the way you sell them is piece by piece, is such a chosher a thing that they're not bottle. So it's a machloikis. Rav Yechanin Savar es shadarka limnis sheninu. Rav Yechanin holds that Rav Meir says things are not bottle, it has to be something they're also pretty chosher, that it's always sold by count. You never sell it sometimes by weight or by the pound. It's always sold by a single. That's where Rav Yechanin learns. That's called es shadarka limnis. For Resh Lakish Shava, no, the Lashon is Kol Shadaka Limna Sheninu. Kol Shadaka. So Rashi says, Resh Lakish Shava, Kol Shadaka Limnus. I feel the prokim, Sheninu Dloy Bottle. Either Kol Shadaka means sometimes, or most of the times at least, you sell it single one by one. Even though sometimes you sell them by the. This is Resh Lakish. That kol shadaka limna sheninu. The Rashi says, it means, afil leprokim, even though certain times you sell it singly, still delay bottle. That's where Rish Lakish learns pshat in Rav Meir. So the kitzah samach leikis, Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, what does Rav Meir mean when he says anything that's important, that when you sell it one by two or three, you sell each one singly, not by the pound, not by the weight, it's not bottle. So Rabbi Yechanan says it has to be something that's always sold singly, never sold by the pound. Rish Lakish says no, kol shadaka means even if sometimes only it's sold singly, even though sometimes you sell it by the pound, by the weight, that's also called a dover choshev, that's not bottle. That's Rish Lakish's svara. Kol shadaka limnishaninu. So therefore Rashi says, Hilkach, therefore, according to Rish Lakish, eagle. The case, the original question we have was, there's alacha igul, that means a cake of dates, that was truma, that fell into other dates, alacha was its bottle. So the question is, why was a bottle? Isakotaytich truma bismana said, the raisa, we have a bottle. That was Rish Lakish's raya. Because Rish Lakish has a mishnah that said, an igul shel devela, that means a cake of dates, that was made out of truma. If it fell into 100 other dates, lemaister, it is bottle. Bottle chad b'meya. So Rish Lakish had a kasha. Why is a bottle? Hey, this cake of dates, usually you sell it by the piece. One, two, three. True, sometimes maybe you sell it by the pound. But most of the time you sell it by itself. So according to Rish Lakish, that's called the dava choshev. That should not be bottle. So how come the Mishnah says it is bottle? That was Rish Lakish's raya. It has to be that the Mishnah is talking about bizman hazeh. That truma is only midrabbanan b'zman is there. After the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, truma is only midrabbanan. Mashenken Rabbi Yechanan says that Mishnah is no proof, because Rabbi Yechanan himself learns what's not bottle, only eshedaka limnis, only something that's always sold singly, never sold by the pound. Even though sometimes it's sold singly, but if sometimes this thing is sold by the pound, that's not chashev enough, it would be bottle. So therefore, that the Mishnah says that this igule develum, this cake of dates, is bottle, it could be talking about even though trum is the eraisa, bisman is there. Aye, if it's an issa the eraisa, why is a bottle? The teretz is because these dates are not so valuable. They're not so chashev. Because sometimes they're sold by the weight. They're not always sold singly. Even though most of the times they're sold singly, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, what's not bottle? Es shadarka. That's the way he learns Pshat Rameya. It has to be something that's always sold singly. But if it's sometimes sold by the weight, it's not bottle. It is bottle. So therefore, that the Mishnah says trum is bottle, it means even though trum is the eraisa, but the reason why it's bottle is because this igula devela, sometimes it's sold by the pound, therefore it is bottle. Now, my chaticha,
So Rabbi Yochanan said he, like he brought a proof to himself that says there are cases the Raisa is bottle by a chaticha, by a piece of meat. So what is, what's the case of a piece of meat? The Tanya will learn like this. Chaticha shel chatoyis toiris. If you have a piece of a meat that came from a korban chatis, that was tohor, v'chein prusa shalechem aponim, tmeya,
yeah.
Or else you have a piece of lechem aponim, special lechem that they use for Shabbos to Shabbos on the shulchan lechem aponim, that's called din of kodesh kadoshim. So if you have a piece of it that was tmeya, shenisarva b'meya prusa shalechem aponim toros, that got mixed up with 100 other pieces. I skipped before. Chatich is also the same case. The Tanya. What chaticha shochat is temeya. Shenisarva b'meya chaticha shochatoy is toiris. That was the case. You have one piece of meat from a korban chatis that was temeya. But since it's temeya, you're not allowed to eat it. If it got mixed up with another 100 pieces that are tohor. Or else you have a piece of bread that came from the lechem aponim. That was temeya. That got mixed up now with another 100 pieces of bread. That from lechem aponim was toiro. Halacha is tala. The mice of the yard bottle barayv. It's tala. By kachim is say 1 in 100 is bottle. It's tala. It's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda raim aloy tala. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not bottle. And Rashi says the ksav Rabbi Yehuda b'chol duchto min b'min aloy bottle. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita all over that min b'min is not bottle. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the minim are the same type like here. They're all pieces of meat. Just one is tohor, and one is temeya, and 100 of them are tohor. But since the mice it's meat and meat, the same pieces, they're not bottle. Min b'mina, the same type of a thing, if it gets mixed in, just the difference between temeya and tohor, kosher and treif, they're not bottle. That's a view of the shita. Avo chaticho shechatoyis tohor, shenisarva b'meya chatichos shechulin tohoros. Let's say chulin and kochim. V'chein prusa shalechem aponim tohoira shenisarva b'meya prusa shechulin toiris. Let's say a piece of meat, a piece of bread for the lechem aponim got mixed up with a regular 100 pieces of bread, not kochim. His divrei yakol loytala. Here everybody holds that's not bottle. So Rashi says divrei yakol loytala tanakama moed dehoil v'yesh lo meichun lekayin desed muat v'chaticha prus darken limnois shemefse muat lemavatlinen isted iraisa. They hold here the reason why it's not bottle because Lamaisa, they're so tohor. So only the kochim got mixed up with chulin. So it's true, you want a regular Yisrael to eat it. We say no, don't let a regular Yisrael eat it, rather sell it to a kohen. Since Lamaisa, the way it is right now, it's edible by a kohen, it's tohor. A kohen can eat the lechem upon him. A kohen can eat from the korban chatis. So rather than saying that it's bottle, Midrabbonin would rather say it, Midrabbonin would say it's not bottle to give it to a kohen. Since there's a way out, it's in the ratio where it's tmeya. So if it's not bottle, nobody could eat it. They will make us say it's bottle. But over here where it's tor, so you can give it to a kohen, we say give it to the kohen, let the kohen eat it. Yeah. Now, katoni miyas, what did we learn? Well, katoni miyas, but even so we learned, in ratio, what does it say at the beginning? That talit is bottle. So you see, chatichas, pieces of meat, are bottle. Even though what pieces of meat here is nisidi raisa, and even though what meat sometimes is sold by the piece, but since sometimes it's sold by the weight, it's like a bottle. So right, that's from Yechon's Raya. That even pieces that are nisidi raisa, still they're bottle. Why? Because sometimes it's sold by weight, therefore it's bottle. Omer Rabbi Chiya b'rei de Rav Huna, v'nimucha. So the Kura question is according to Rosh Lakish. The question is good Rabbi Yechanan. What does Rosh Lakish do over here? Of course, the Kasha according to Rosh Lakish. He says what? Anything that's sold sometimes, by piece by piece. It's not bottle. So how come over here does it say these chatichas, these pieces of meat, or the piece of lechem aponim is bottle, l'chura sometimes it's sold by the piece? So the Gemara says Rosh Lakish, and after they say b'ni mucha, we're talking about where it got squashed, where it got these like dissolved nimucha. In other words, the meat got ground up, and the lechem upon him was nimucha, was dissolved like. So when it's dissolved or ground up, then you never sell it piece by piece. Then it loses its chashivas, and then you sell it by the pound. So since it's something that lost its chashivas, Even Mashlokesh agrees that it would be botel. For the Gemari Hochi, if so, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? If you're telling me now, it's Nimuach, so it's not Choshev anymore, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's not botel?